All right, guys. Happy Sabbath. Well, somebody, whoa, this was a special week today for some of you. What happened this week that you can think of that might have been exciting to you? Anything in particular? What about you, Dylan? Did something happen this week? No? Nothing at all? Something didn't?
School.
Okay, that's where I'm going with that. Did you start school back this week, Louise?
Yes.
You started school too? Oh, that's awesome.
I already go to school.
Okay. Well, for a lot of people this week, school started back. What?
We were planning on a day to see a movie.
Like fun. Well, good. Sometimes though, when school, have you ever been scared that first day of school? Have you ever thought about that? What are some things that you're nervous about when you start school, that first day of school?
Like that I have a check mark, like not following directions.
Did you get a check?
Yeah, I'm scared.
That you don't turn a bad ticket or anything? I heard of that's something that, okay. You do?
Yeah. I heard. I just been crying.
I'm sorry. Oh, well, you know, it's that first week of school can be kind of difficult, huh? Sometimes just getting adjusted. And so sometimes when we start school, we have all these fears that come about. Am I going to make new friends? Or am I going to like my teacher? What are some fears that you might have when you start school, when you start back school?
Can I make friends or something?
Yeah. Or is my teacher going to like me or Louise?
Maybe there's bullies.
Could be. Yes. That's a big deal, isn't it, sometimes? You what?
His name would be It's a Bully.
Okay. Well, that's the thing that we have to understand is there are always fears that we get scared about. And, you know, this is a story that I have that has a whole lot to do with fear. And there's a story of this happening. One time the disciples were in a boat and they were scared. Why do you think they were scared in this boat?
Because there's a storm.
There was a storm.
Because there's a storm.
Yeah, same thing. She stole your answer. Okay. But they were supposed to get in the boat and go across the lake, only about 5 miles, but this storm came up, and they were very, very frightened. And all of a sudden, this is what they see coming across the lake. And this is something they never thought they would ever witness. If you ever saw someone walking across on the water, what would you think?
Jesus.
That's him, Jesus, yeah. Would you think?
It's a scary ghost.
Actually, some of them thought it might be a ghost. So Peter, of course, as we know, he said, "Master, if that's you, tell me to come." And he said, come on. And Jesus, you know, gave him the motion to come onto the water and walk with him to him. Isn't that amazing? Not just Jesus walked on the water, but with his strength, someone else walked on the water, and that was Peter. Peter was a very impulsive person. He loved doing things out of impulse. If he wanted to do it, bam, he'd go do it. So he wanted to get on that water, and he wanted to walk to his master. But something happened as he was walking towards him. Do you know, Esther?
He's sinking.
He's sinking. But something happened before he started to sink. Something very much in particular, I want you to say, which that's kind of fuzzy. But what did he do? He was looking straight at Jesus, and what did he do, Louise?
He took his eyes off of Jesus.
You are so right. He took his eyes off of Jesus. So when he took his eyes off of Jesus, what was he looking at? What was he looking at if he wasn't looking at Jesus?
The others.
The others. He was looking at all the waters around him thinking, you know, what am I doing walking on this in this storm, huh? Some things that really frightened him. So he got scared. He got frightened. But then after that, he started to sink, as you said, Esther. And this is what happened. What happened after that?
I don't know.
Well, he got scared, didn't he? He said, Master, he said, save me. And of course, Jesus grabbed a hold of him and pulled him back up. But then Jesus said something that was very important for us to understand. Jesus said, O ye of little faith. At least Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water towards him. He made that step of faith. The others never even got out of the boat. So he wasn't just speaking to Peter. He was also speaking to the other disciples. Why didn't you have faith in me? And when things get really, really scary, we will lose our focus off of Jesus a lot of times and look at the other things of the world and get distracted. So I want us to do a little test today. And we're gonna try something. And I need about 4 volunteers. Raise your hand if you want to volunteer. Would you 4 like to come? All right, you see this line that I have in the middle of the aisle? Walk to the very end. Y'all get in line. Dylan, you first. Okay, come down here with me. I'll show you. Down here. You can stop. Well, you're doing exactly what I want you to do, okay? Now, you too, Esther. Very good. Evelyn? And make sure you don't ever have to do this when you're an adult. Okay. Louise? Okay. Now, I want my husband to go stand over there. He has a bright yellow shirt on, and so he's very easy to see. And if you'll go stand by the window. Now, you're going to walk back to me, but not yet. I want to put the picture of Jesus back up there. All right. Now look this window, honey. About right there. That's good. Stop. Okay. Now, Louise, when you start to walk towards me, instead of looking straight like at Jesus, I want you to look over at Brother Bill. Look at Brother Bill as you walk the line. Okay? Keep walking this way as you look at him. Okay, that's cheating, but that's okay. Okay, now, keeping yourself, Evelyn, facing this way, but looking that way, walk this way. Come over here by me. Well, you did good. Okay, all right. Now, Dylan, keep looking at Bill. Okay, do you see where you're at? Okay, now, stop. Not yet. Did you notice you were off the line a little? Okay, y'all did pretty good. All right, now let's try it with Esther. Keep looking at Brother Bill. Okay, you did very good. All of you did very well. But if you notice that when you walk and you're looking at another distance, that you tend to get a little off the line a little bit. And that's, y'all can go sit back down now, please. And that is what happens. That is what happens if, what are some things that can make us get off track of the line? Do you know? What are some things in life that can make us get where we're not quite on the same, on the course?
A distraction.
What kind of distraction would you think?
Maybe a pink unicorn.
Well, that would be distracting, yeah.
Mr. Bill?
Yes, yeah. Things in life is what I'm talking about. There are things in life that can get our focus off of Jesus. Is that correct? Is that right? There are some things that we want to play with our games. Think about some things. I want you guys to look at me. Look at me. See, there are some things that other people are doing might get us distracted of what is important in our life. Is that right? And like Peter, when he was walking on that water, he was walking on water. Can you think about that? I mean, for us, it's not a, it's a, we expect that of Jesus, but for him to be able to make it, allow Peter to get in the storm and do this leap of faith. He walked on water, but he got distracted. And when he got distracted, look at me, you guys are distracted. When he got distracted, he started to what? Sink. That's right, he started to sink. And Jesus had to pull him back up. Those things in life are always going to be distracting to you. So what are we going to do to, what are we going to do to keep from being distracted? What do we have to do? Anybody? Who do we got to look at?
Jesus.
Absolutely. How do we look at Jesus every day to keep us from being distracted?
I don't know.
You don't know?
By praying.
By praying.
I don't know. I forgot.
What is something else we can do? Pray and
worship.
Worship, yes.
And follow God.
Follow God, yes. And start out with prayer every morning. Always ask Jesus to keep us focused on him, right? Yes. And what?
Read the Bible.
Absolutely. Read the Word of God every day. Start your day out reading the Word of God so that you don't get distracted. Okay? All right. Who wants to pray and thank Jesus for being with us through the storm every day? We're going to do both of you. Let both of you.
Dear Lord, thank you for this day. We ask you to have a great day and a nice, mighty day. And thank you for church. And we ask God to have a great day in everything you've done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Luis?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for our story. I hope we always get distracted, but I hope. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you, guys. You can go sit down.